This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dawson, I understand our special guest is with us. I'll throw it back to you.
He is. Man, this is great. Two-time World Series champion, a legend for the work that he's done with the Texas Rangers. Nathan Eovaldi pitched today across town against the Guardians, where the Rangers are winning currently, and he joins us now here on your home of the Rangers. Good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
Man, it's so much fun to be out here, and it's so good to see you back out here. How did that decision go in the offseason? How tough was it to find your way back to the Rangers?
No, it was good. You know, it's always, I don't know, for me it's always a little nerve-wracking, stressful being a free agent, hitting the market. You know, we got that opportunity, and we were trying to listen to the teams and see which ones, you know, it was the right fit for us, and, you know, it felt like the right fit was back home here in Texas. So I was very happy for everything to work out the way it did, and, you know, it always seems like it takes longer than you want it to, but, you know, I'm very thankful for having the opportunity to be back here.
So I know how competitive you are. You must be pretty convinced that this team has what it takes to get back in the mix for the Fall Classic.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, see why, you know, when I first came over here, the Rangers, he sold me on the vision, and he did the same thing, you know, of everything that it's going to take. I felt like we were on the same page. Felt like he made the right addition to the team that we needed to do. I know we kind of changed up our entire bullpen, but I think adding Berger, Jock Peterson, Higashi, you know, Higgy behind the plate, you know, I think it's a really good dynamic that we got. It seems like a really good group of guys. You know, obviously I'm aware of the talent that we have in the room, and, you know, again, I say it a lot with losing seasons, a lot of good can come from them. You know, obviously you don't want it to happen. You want to be able to keep rolling out those good winning seasons, but you learn a lot from a losing season, and we got knocked off the top of the mountain last year, and it was definitely a hard pill to swallow. So to a lot of hungry guys in the room that want to get back to where we were before, and we know that we weren't playing to our standard last year, and, you know, obviously a lot of injuries and other things that come with the, you know, with the grind of a season, but, you know, we're definitely confident that we're going to be back in the postseason again this year and having an opportunity to win the World Series.
Well, we feel much more confident with you being back in the fold. I know that was priority number one for us on our show.
Dang,
getting
right.
Evo back. We whenever we talk to you, it's always, we know you're a leader when it comes to that pitching group. We got a lot of young guys that are looking to take that next step, whether it's Cody Bradford, Jack Leiter, Kamar Rocker. What are you seeing from some of the young arms right now?
Again, you're right. We have that learning experience when it comes to a losing season. A lot of those guys are going to get a lot more opportunities than, you know, if we were winning. And they feel, I feel as if they feel a lot more comfortable around us. You know, I feel like we have a really good group of guys, a healthy DeGrom, a healthy Malley, a healthy John Gray. You know, and you got these guys that are fighting for that fifth spot, and they're all very competitive. They all have very good pitches, and, you know, it's coming out there and commanding the zone and having a good pitch mix and trusting the catchers behind the plate and seeing what they can do.
A leader, champion, clubhouse guy such as yourself, after Rocker has a tough outing yesterday, what do you say to him?
No, it's his first one. You know, he's a guy that gets he may not show it, but he gets fired up on the inside. And you know, obviously he's not happy with what happened, and I felt like I was in the same boat my first outing. It's like I forget how to pitch. You know, you go out there and I'm moving way too fast. And you know, the good thing for him is, you know, he's 97-98. He had great action on his fastball. The off speed was great. You know, it's going to come. It's one of those things where it stinks that you have to. It has to happen that way. But he's one of those guys that's going to make the adjustments. He's going to be really good the next outing. So he got plenty of time in spring training. And the main thing for him is that he's healthy and he's ready to go.
Hey Nathan, as we're watching these spring training games and stuff, what's something in the media or as fans that we always get wrong about spring ball?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure that y'all are getting anything wrong. You know what I mean? It just,
yeah.
The games are, you're trying to get the rhythm of everything back under yourself. You know, the rhythm of the game under your feet. It's weird because I feel like, you know, you can train as hard as you want in the off season, and nothing sure. trains you to stand around on the backfield and wait. You know what I mean?
right,
you get hot,
right.
You get cold, and get going yeah. again. Your feet are hurting from standing around so much and wearing your spikes. You know, I didn't even have to really put my spikes on this off season. I threw inside. I threw off turf mound. So coming out here and throwing on the dirt mound and wearing my spikes, it's like, man, my calves are tight and got all these little things going on. And I think it's just getting the whole – the game back under your feet, right? You're playing mm-hmm. five innings now. Guys are building up, and sorry about that, guys. You know, you're getting the game back under your feet, getting the rhythm, the timing of the at bat, knowing that you know you don't have to be super fast during your windup. The pitch clock's jumping on me, and it's like I'm searching for the pitch clock. The coaches are down on the field, you know, sitting behind the L screens. I'm like kind of blocking the pitch clock and. It's just being able to slow the game back down. You know what I mean? It's just the whole dynamic of everything and trying not to do too much, making sure you're going out there and getting strike one, trusting your pitches. And, you know, again, we're out in Arizona, so the ball is not moving as it may normally. Mm-hmm. I feel like the ball is traveling a lot more, too, jumping off the bat. But I think the main thing is just making sure that you feel healthy and not solely based on the results, but, you know, just how it's coming out of your hand.
It's Nasty Nate Evaldi with us here in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. What do you think about this experiment with the automated ball and strike challenge system? I saw our old buddy Max Scherzer. He's a little nervous about this one, not totally in favor.
Yeah, it's definitely different. I mean, we've seen the way that MLB is willing to change some of the rules. You know, thankfully they're giving this one a very good look at it. I think I don't know how to say it. You know what I mean? Like, as a starting pitcher, I want to earn the trust of the umpire back there behind the plate. I'm hoping that my catcher is going to be able to steal a few strikes for me because I'm commanding the zone. You know, there's times when I'm not commanding.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
In the zone, and I groove a 2-0 heater, and I don't get the call, right, because I've been all over the place. So there's the good and the bad sides of it. You know, having only two calls, right, you mess one up. We saw it today, right? You lose one early. You know, Rocchio thought one of them was down in the zone, and he challenged it, and now they've lost one in the first inning, so everybody else is a little hesitant. I thought twice today. I really wanted to challenge, you know, two of them. I'm like, I better not. I want to take away from a hitter. I don't want to take away from the early or, you know, the later part of the game when there could be a really big situation. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those things where you just really have to know and have a good understanding of the strike zone. So I think we'll see how it goes. But I think that as long as we keep it at two, you know what I mean? And surprise. I don't know, guys.
Hey,
that's a great answer.
This is evolving. It's a fluid situation.
Man, we love listening to you talk baseball. What's in your memory still about like game five of the World Series and how clutch you came up to get out all those jams and go six scoreless to put the team in position to win that World Series?
I try to turn the page, you know, even though it's such a big moment, you know, each year it's like, I feel like that's the World Series hangover effect for the most part. It's not the guys aren't training. It's just guys expect to be back at that standard of exactly where we left off. You know, it takes 7 to 8 months to get to the World Series from spring training to the end of it, playing through the postseason. You know, and the goal is to get better each day. So I feel like a lot of the times guys end up coming into spring training with a big expectation and stuff, you know, on your shoulders, and you don't perform, you put more stress. You know, you underperform, and it's like, man, you kind of go all in earlier in the season, and, you know, then you fall way behind, and you don't have enough left in the tank towards the end of the season to get back to where you want to be. But I don't know. I think about all those big moments, and, you know, in game one, the Diamondbacks had got to me. I felt like they jumped on me early. You know, and I was trying not to walk them. And when it came game five, it was like, you know, I kind of had to tell myself, like, hey, don't be afraid to walk somebody. I know it's like, you know, the golden rule as a pitcher, but they try to play a lot of small ball, you know, moving guys over, and it's like, okay, like, we'll take, you know, sometimes I feel more comfortable with the runner on second than I do first. I don't know. It's weird. So being in those situations, being able to get ground balls, I know I had a lot of bases loaded situations. And really, honestly, it was the trust that Bochy and Maddox had in me.
I think we've lost him.
I'll win one more. Nope. Y'all got me?
We got you. You're just in a bad spot right, there.
Sorry,
in the car.
Sorry. You're amazing.
You're good.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just saying, like, honestly, it was a lot of trust and, you know, Bochy and Mad Dog that they had in me, leaving me out there in some of those big situations. You know, we're one win away from winning the World Series. If the score is 0-0, we're getting no hit. And I feel like I've got runners on in every situation. And, you know, they trusted me. They left me out there, and I was glad I was able to come up big for the boys.
Which pitcher did Mad Dog choose today in the meeting to give the pitchers the joke of the day?
I didn't show up today. It was game day, so I didn't go into the field. I just drove from the house straight over to Goodyear through the game.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll just tell you, Mark Church has a great joke ready for you guys. So just be ready for Mark Church. He's got a joke in his back pocket. He's dialed for.
I wouldn't have guessed Church, but I can't wait to hear it. We'll have to call him out tomorrow.
He was workshopping it with us, Nate. I mean, I think it was pretty good. I did want to ask you, like, this might be a weird question because obviously you're a starter. You're not really a bullpen piece, but you saw obviously what Sporzy, Leclerc, Chapman did during that run. I guess the big question for Ranger fans right now is the closer situation. I mean, for you, just from a pitching mindset, are we making that a bigger deal than it really is going into the season?
You know, maybe. I feel like now the game has changed so much. Like, obviously, it's great to have a set closer, but all of the guys down in the bullpen have two-plus pitches, right? Like, to be a really good bullpen guy now, it's like you've got to have three or four pitches coming in, and you locate them all. And you know, I feel like as the game develops and, you know, the season goes on longer and longer, I think that role is going to be changing for us. And basically, who's going to be the hot hand, you know, who's handling the situation the best. You know, you got to control the runners and the running game, those things, but you got to be able to get the big punch out too when you need it. And I don't know, I think as the season develops, we'll see what happens. I would think Martin would be our guy now. You know, I'm not sure, though. I mean, I don't think he's got any games yet. His lines have looked good and he's felt good. And, you know, he's a guy who locates. So we'll see what happens and how everything unfolds.
Do you guys have confidence that if you need something, that CY and ownership will figure out a way to get that player in here?
Absolutely. You know, I again, that was one of the biggest things with CY is, you know, he's made it clear that if we're in that situation to go out there and win, that he's going to do whatever it takes to help us get there. You know, as players, that's one of the biggest encouragements that you can have is, you know, that you're going to be able to go out there and make it. It's a big energy boost for the clubhouse, for the entire team, for the fan base. You go out there and you pick up a, you know, big arm. You know, I honestly, I'm not positive we would have been there in the World Series without them.
Well, I love it, man. Thank you so much for coming back and for all the great things you've done for the Rangers already. Nathan Eovaldi here on 105.3 The Fan. Congrats and best of luck to you, sir. Have a great season.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Cheers. There he goes. Nathan Eovaldi here as we're broadcasting live from spring training. He went three innings today, struck out three guys, had
there
a couple of hits,
yeah,
and gave up the one run. But the Rangers are taking it to the Guardians once again. So Sands will join us here in the next 30, 45 minutes, something like that. As soon as it goes final, he'll be making an appointment to join us. Let's go around the Luka a little bit. Is this really what just made the front office decide they had to move on? Wolchuk's top 10 is coming up as well, and we're back right here to the G-Back Nation, The Fan.
All right, everybody, it's here. The march to spring training and opening day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.